Contrast that with Cainiao, in which Alibaba has a controlling stake. It does not own many of the logistics assets in its network. Instead, it allows around 3,000 logistics companies employing some 3 million couriers to plug into its platform. Its aim is to integrate and streamline the vast delivery resources that already exist across China rather than build its own. The company has teamed up with most large logistics services and taken investments from them as well. Alibaba, for its part, has bought minority stakes in several large operators as a means of exerting more influence over the industry. Cainiao is not publicly listed and does not disclose many operational details or, for that matter, how exactly it makes money. In terms of revenues, both JD Logistics and Cainiao trail SF Express. Similarly to JD Logistics, that firm operates its own network. It still leads the market in time-definite delivery, a service that requires couriers to pick up and drop off parcels on a rapid, predetermined timetable. Like FedEx in America, but unlike JD and Cainiao, it did not emerge from the tech industry, so lacks its rivals' technological chops. Which model emerges victorious will ultimately depend on which best controls costs, thinks Eric Lin of UBS, a bank. JD Logistics may have to lower prices further as it tries to get more business beyond JD.com. Analysts predict it could lose a combined 12 billion yuan over the next 3 years and turn a profit only in 2024. SF Express is spending heavily to try to match JD's and Cainiao's tech prowess. Its share price has fallen by around half since it issued a profit warning in April. It is expected to record a net loss of at least 900 million yuan in the first quarter. Jefferies, an investment bank, points to SF Express's troubles as a clear sign of an ongoing price war. In the long run, Cainiao's asset-light model may enable it to keep spending in check, but for the time being, it too is thought to be having trouble containing costs. Like its rivals, it must fend off new specialist competitors offering cut-price services in areas like cold chain and last-mile delivery. Average delivery prices in America have increased by about 5% annually in recent years, according to Bernstein, a broker. In China, they have been falling at an average rate of 10% for the past decade. As China's online shoppers get their goods ever more quickly, investors may need to brace for longer waiting times before their logistics returns finally arrive.